This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is now sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phones when you call on in. And this seems like a really good point to remind everybody that Republic Broadcasting is holding a fundraising drive. And they really need your help. Look at all the money the liars are getting. Israel's giving scholarships and grants to Jewish students who will post their propaganda all over the web. Huge salaries for these talking heads on the corporate media. Fat paychecks for the correspondents and the prostitutes in the corporate media. They're all making big bucks lying to you. Those of us who are out here trying to get the truth to you, well, we're working on spare change we find under the seat cushions, money we get taking our empties back to the supermarket. And RBN needs your help. I can't put it any more plainly than that. So please go over to the Republic Broadcasting website, republicbroadcasting.org. There's a little donate button. We'll take you to a page with a PayPal link and a postal address where you can send a donation to keep RBN on the air. Costs a lot of money to keep this equipment running. The satellite costs money. The streams cost money. Kibble for the giant mutant hamster costs a lot of money, trying to get him to go vegetarian. But really, in all seriousness, RBN is not going to make it without your help. And if you tune into this channel next month and all you hear is polka music, it's going to be your own fault. So, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. Or if you're going to buy physical silver and physical gold, go to the Republic Trading Group. They have ads up at Republic Broadcasting and my own website. And if you buy physical silver and gold, which is a really good idea, part of the proceeds of those sales also go to fund Republic Broadcasting. I cannot underscore how important this is that we keep RBN on the air. All righty. Let's see. Getting back to this immigration situation, article over in Investment Watch blog, hundreds of cities fighting back against invasion. And apparently these protests that we have here in Hawaii on July 18th and 19th are part of a nationwide coordinated protest against this flood of illegal immigrants coming into the country. They already have protests scheduled not just here in Hawaii, but Westminster, Maryland, Oracle, Arizona, Vassar, Michigan, Greece, New York, and lots of other places. You can go to this website and look for a protest near you. If you find a protest near you, join it. If you can't find a protest near you, make one. Just get out on the street with a sign. And I want to underscore something here before I start getting screams of racist and all the rest of it. There is a legal process by which anybody on planet Earth can become a citizen of the United States of America. I question your sanity wanting to do so. But if you want to come through that process and become a legal American citizen, welcome. I hope it lives up to your expectations, and you will be welcome here in our community. The problem are the people who think they have some kind of an inherent right to defy the laws of the United States and just step across the border. and the government doesn't know what to do with them. We have 90 million Americans willing and able to work who cannot find a job. So where are they going to get jobs for these illegals who are coming in? 100,000 or more. The answer is you won't. And because many of these are part of the criminal element in their home country, they're going to become part of the criminal element here in the United States of America. We have a legitimate right as a nation to decide who and who does not come into this country. That's just common sense. There is no nation on earth that has an open borders policy of people just walking in without any paperwork, without a medical check, without a criminal background check, and just getting an EBT card and a bus ride to the Walmart. Now, apparently out in Arizona, there was another confrontation heating up where the protesters against the illegal immigrants got all fired up, and apparently the feds decided not even to show up. They just decided they weren't going to deal with that confrontation, because every time there's one of these confrontations, it gets videoed and it gets put out on the social media. And the government can't control that yet. They're in full control of the corporate media, but nobody's watching that anymore. Now, even the Pope is wading in on this situation. Pope Francis is calling on the United States of America to welcome the illegal immigrants. Easy for him to say. He's not in the United States of America. He's got his own country called Vatican City. And frankly, I think that if the Pope wants to set the example, let's open the gates to Vatican City and let a bunch of these kids with scabies and tuberculosis and AIDS and swine flu and who knows what all else into the Holy See. Before you start lecturing us about how to run our borders. We do have a link at whatreallyhappened.com for the times and locations for those July 18th and 19th national protests against amnesty here. But maybe we don't need to show it, because Senator Harry Reid is out there saying the border is secure. There's nothing for you to worry about. Now, this is all hysteria and fear mongering. You don't need to worry about that. Guy's just ranting again. All righty, getting over to Britain. I don't spend a lot of time on their growing pedophile scandal. I've mentioned it a few times, and I've equated it with the Franklin scandal that hit our own government some time back. But now it's coming out. This is in Blacklisted News. The British Secret Service deliberately infiltrated one of these pedophile groups in order to get information with which to blackmail government people. So even as they were concealing the pedophile scandal from the public, they were catching these guys at it, making up dossiers, getting pictures, videos, so they could blackmail them and control them. Same thing the NSA is doing with our own politicians, presumably, with all this mass spying situation. Now, apparently, Barbara Castle, in the 1980s, she was a labor peer, was drawing up a dossier on the pedophile scandal, and it was seized from her by Special Branch. Now, Special Branch is basically the British government's heavy thugs who go in and do what needs to be done without any regard for law or due process. In fact, if you ever saw that Johnny Depp movie From Hell about the Jack the Ripper case, the Special Branch are the bad guys in it. And apparently Special Branch got the file, kept it from being published. And polls are now showing in Britain that the pedophile scandal is basically reinforcing the popular perception that all of these members of parliament and the British government, they're all slime balls. They're all slime balls here. Article over in the dailysheeple.com, how the NSA Stasi surveillance state conducts war against alternative media. And they're talking about some of the latest documents released by NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden about how the NSA tries to interfere with the alternative media. I prefer the name independent media. Try to plant false stories to make them look silly. In fact, beware, there's somebody's trying to plant this story that George Herbert Walker Bush has died. And I have been fed this thing probably about 70, 80 times over the last 48 hours. And it's been picked up in a couple of places, but there's absolutely no confirmation. And this looks to me a poison the well kind of a stunt where they're going to try and get all the websites to say, oh, yes, George Herbert Walker Bush is dead. Then George Herbert Walker Bush comes on TV and says, see, those independent media, they don't know what they're talking about. This is the kind of stuff the NSA is doing, along with all the server attacks and email hacking and the rest of it going on. Story over at Investment Watch blog, again confirming the NSA has been manipulating online polls and spiking view counts on YouTube to keep certain videos from going viral, which I take as a personal affront because of how we saw the numbers on my wife's music videos being dicked with. They go up, then they go down. Then they go up, then they go down. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more about the NSA after these few words.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women, children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the National Security Agency and the latest revelation that the NSA has been manipulating online polls here. And I think a really good example of that would be current events here. where the corporate media is trumpeting that 83% of Americans sympathize with Israel. So, of course, anytime the media says something that absurd, we run our own poll to verify that. And the numbers we got to the question, who do you sympathize with? Israel got 6%. Palestine got 94%. So maybe it isn't the corporate media that's messing with these online polls. Maybe it's the NSA. Apparently they've been doing it. Now, the other thing that they've been doing that's now been confirmed by some of these documents we're getting out of Edward Snowden, and according to Glenn Greenwald, he's now got one or maybe even two other NSA whistleblowers have come forward, is NSA goes out to YouTube and it dicks with the numbers, the view count. Because if your views go above a certain level, you get promoted to the front page, more people get to see you and share what's going on. And we have caught YouTube before with ludicrous examples of this, where there'll be a very politically challenging video, and the thumbs up number, the likes, is larger than the view count, which can't actually happen in an honest system. And what it means is somebody artificially lowered the view count without lowering the likes to be below it. And we've noticed on my wife's music videos that the numbers will go up, then they'll go back down, then they'll go back up, and they'll go back down. Or they'll just simply stay at the same level for weeks and weeks and weeks on end, even though we're always getting emails from other people saying it's a great video, I'm sharing it with my friends. So we know they've been doing that. These people love to play dirty. They think it's their divine right. You, the slaves, must follow the rules, and you must be moral, and thou shalt not lie, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not bear false witness. But we, the government, are allowed to do that because that's what allows us to control and rule you. Now, I did a flashback today on my NSA challenge. And I haven't come up with any new codes and encryptions, and at this point, I don't think I really need to anymore. Because the point of that whole exercise is, for a period of 1 year, I put out all these challenges with different codes and encryption systems I came up with. And I want to underscore, I'm not a cryptography expert. I'm not schooled in the art. I'm a moderately decent C programmer. I'm not as good as I used to be because I've been away for it for a lot of years. But I was able to come up with 6 encryption systems that defied the NSA's best cryptographers to break, including their much-touted quantum computer that could break any code ever written. I'm batting 1,000 against these guys. And obviously, the NSA would have been well-motivated to break one of my codes, just one, to prove that they were really great and it was rather pointless for you to try and develop your own encryption. And the point is, the NSA's massive spying apparatus is incapable of finding and tracking real criminals or real terrorists who have the resources needed to create and write their own encryption methods. Therefore, we are left with the inescapable conclusion that the NSA's massive spying operation is not about fighting terror or locating criminals, and they haven't done much of that either. It's about keeping watch on you, the law-abiding American citizen, to deter you from thinking those double-plus ungood thoughts. In hindsight, that didn't work very well. Another huge waste of taxpayer money on a boondoggle that can't do its overt purpose, can't do its covert purpose. Meanwhile, over at the FCC, today was supposed to be the deadline for filing comments on net neutrality, but their comment server is completely overwhelmed, and so they're extending the deadline to Friday to make it look like they're really listening to you, the American people. So Friday at midnight, the commenting on net neutrality will end, at which point the FCC will carefully tabulate all the comments, discard the results, and do what they've been told to do all along. This is all just for show. The corporations want net neutrality gone. The politicians want net neutrality gone. Israel wants net neutrality gone. They want to take the independent media and shove us off into a dark corner where hopefully nobody will know we're there. That, too, will not work. Alrighty, let's see. Getting on to the economic news here. Apparently, BlackRock and PIMCO are suing the banks for $250 billion, trying to recover some of their massive losses from that mortgage-backed security fraud of 2008. And this might actually move forward because the U.S. government can declare through the Attorney General, we're not going to arrest and prosecute the bankers, and we'll negotiate a little friendly settlement that will make it look like everything is okay. But they can't stop the civil suits. Remember when the foreclosure fraud scandal surfaced and Obama went to the attorneys general of the 50 states and literally arm twisted them into going along with the federal foreclosure settlement, which was a wrist slap on all these companies committing these frauds, robo-signing, false notary, document generation out of thin air to take homes that didn't really belong to the banks. And as I said before earlier in the show, your average homeowner who had their home taken through banker fraud got a government check for about $350. But the civil suits are moving forward. Yellen is out there now trying to reassure the stock market and the economy that there will be no interest rate hike from the Federal Reserve until the effects of the financial crisis are completely gone, which means forever, because the financial crisis is the direct result of a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, which builds up debt faster than it builds up money with which to pay that debt. In other words, this financial crisis will never go until the Federal Reserve itself is shut down. So we're entering the era of hyperinflation. The Federal Reserve is just going to go on throwing money at Wall Street and Washington, D.C., trying to make it look like everything is okay. We're getting into Weimar, Zimbabwe levels of inflation. And that's only going to accelerate all the other countries on planet Earth from saying, we don't want to have anything to do with that dollar. Interesting story coming out of Texas. Apparently, an appeals court judge in Texas was busted for drunk driving over the weekend. Justice Nora Longoria was doing 69 in a 55-mile-per-hour zone, was stopped for speeding, and turned out that she was over the legal limit. She's trying to now ask for special treatment because she's a judge. If you bust me for drunk driving, you will ruin my life. Well, judge, how many lives have you ruined? Because people did things that really were not wise to do. And let us be honest, driving under the influence is bad, whether it's alcohol or marijuana or even prescription painkillers. You shouldn't get special treatment. The United States was founded as a nation of laws that apply equally to everybody, from the lowest bricklayer through the judiciary up to and including the President of the United States of America. We've lost that principle. We've already seen in our society, people above certain levels of wealth and power, they can literally get away with murder. Apparently over in Albuquerque, one more time, the DEA was using a recovering addict as an information source and paid him in crack cocaine. And basically this has now resulted in a lawsuit. All right, Florida inmate on death row despite DNA proof of innocence discovered years ago. We're going to have to take a break for commercials. I'm going to talk about this one a little bit more when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by a...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about this inmate who's been on death row in Florida for 28 years. He's 54 years old right now. Paul Hildwin. Now, apparently, what has dragged this on is court wrangling over DNA evidence that conclusively proves he was innocent. And even though this evidence was there, the prosecutors were trying to get it blocked and going through all these legal maneuverings. Because these prosecutors, they're only concerned about their scorecard. We can't let him go away. You know, an acquittal, that's a negative thing. We're going for the gold. We want the gold trophy. We want to run for mayor or district attorney or something down the road, and we can't have a record that says this guy got away. Innocence. Who cares? So, apparently, the Florida Supreme Court has accepted the DNA evidence, and they've overturned Paul Hildwin's murder conviction and death sentence 2 weeks ago. He is still in prison. Because apparently the prosecutors are deciding whether or not to retry the case. even though they are aware of DNA evidence that proves he is innocent. What does that say about the mindset of the judicial system? We don't care if he's innocent. We just need to get him convicted and executed because it looks good on my resume. Common sense says let the guy go. And jokes about rabid wombats aside, this is why I cannot support the death penalty. The system makes mistakes. It punishes the wrong people, either through simple error or political corruption. The current trial, the Tsarnaev trial, being a good example. They're going after these guys and completely ignoring the photographic evidence showing this guy in a black jacket and tan pants, part of a group dressed identically, was the source of the backpack the bomb was in. Bruno Richard Hauptmann is another famous case of some innocent party railroaded to the death penalty for political expediency. And until we can restore life to those it is wrongfully taken from, we should not take it in the first place. 28 years this guy's been on death row. That's another reason the prosecutors are trying to figure out some way they can take him back to court and convict him of something. They're looking at a monstrous civil suit for wrongful imprisonment. They took 28 years away from this guy's life. Half of it. He's 54 years old. Of course he's going to sue, and he should. And you know something? Those prosecutors who tried to block the DNA evidence of his innocence ought to personally be sued. Now, here's a funny story. This is coming out of the Daily Mail over in Great Britain. And apparently a Washington, D.C. TV reporter was stopped on his way to the Orlando airport by a TSA agent who thought the District of Columbia was a different country. Now, if you live in Washington, D.C. itself, your driver's license will say District of Columbia. That's what the D.C. means, District of Columbia. And apparently this reporter, Justin Gray, told WFTV that he was confused because the agent looked at his driver's license and asked to see a passport. If you're coming into the country from the District of Columbia, we need to see a passport. Actually, that might not be a bad idea. Let's put up a wall around the place. No visa waiver program, lots of paperwork and checks as these people come in and out of Washington, D.C. But it underscores the caliber of the people the TSA is hiring to grab your crotch, loot your luggage, and smash your laptops. Now, story coming out of 5newsonline.com, actually KFSM. There is a Rogers Cancer Center administrator was sentenced to prison, is suing the FBI for entrapment, saying that the FBI set up a phony Middle Eastern sheik for a $2.5 million investment. And James W. Bolt was sentenced to 8 years in federal prison for a criminal scheme involving wire fraud, mail fraud, and money laundering, none of which actually happened. See, the FBI can't be bothered going after real criminals. That's too busy. That's work. You know, we'll just set up some sucker and we'll get headlines and we'll get promotion and we'll get money and benefits here. Real criminals, we can't go after them. They shoot back. Now, here's a story. This is a good one that you're going to love. And the story is being reported over at BuzzFeed. And this has to do with the Lowe's Home Improvement Center on Forest Avenue in Mariners Harbor. And it involves a wounded veteran who lost his legs, both legs, just above the knee. And his wheelchair is in serious shape. And the VA has been delaying getting him a new wheelchair. So last July 7th, he's over at the Lowe's Home Improvement Center and his wheelchair falls apart right in the middle of the store. Three of the Lowe's employees pick this guy up, put him in a regular fixed chair, and proceed to take apart his wheelchair and repair it right there in the Lowe's Home Improvement Center. Bought the parts out of their own pocket and put the chair back, and this veteran says it's as good as new. So there's a big atta person for the people of Lowe's Home Improvement Centers for stepping in and taking care of our wounded veterans where the Veterans Administration clearly will not. And obviously, I applaud people who step in to take care of these needs, whether it's Lowe's and the wheelchair, these food programs that Claire and I are involved in, but we need to remember, we are doing the job caring for the American people that the government claims to do for us, for which they charge us all this tax money. Except, of course, they don't. They take the tax money, they give it to Wall Street, they give it to Israel, they buy useless, pointless weapons with it. They buy bus tickets and EBT cards for the illegals to go shopping at Walmart. And the care and support of our fellow American citizens falls on our shoulders. And I'm glad to see so many people standing up and doing it. It says a lot about what's left of the American character. But we seem to have a government right now whose attitude is, give us all your money and then you got to fix your own problems. And that's not what the government is supposed to be about in this country here. All right, getting on down to science and health issues. We're seeing more and more reporting, this is at 12160.com, about how the U.S. government is offering El Salvador a $277 million U.S. aid package, meaning loans. But they're making it contingent on the government of El Salvador ordering their farmers to import, buy, and use Monsanto's GMO seeds. See, Monsanto can't sell these things. People don't want them anymore. So now Monsanto gets the government to say, you will accept our seeds. And of course, once those El Salvador farmers are on the GMO seeds, they can't go back. They have to go on buying GMO seeds year after year after year after year after year. Because if you plant natural seeds the next year, they'll be contaminated by the GMO and Monsanto will sue for patent infringement. You have to let a farm sit fallow, unused, for 3 years to make sure those modified genes, the pollen, is really gone. Another story coming out of Natural Blaze. 10 problems genetically modified foods are already causing. And they're saying the science is already in. This isn't conspiracy theory. This is being absolutely proven. And they go down the list of all these things that are going wrong with these GMO products. And we know about the disaster with the BT cotton over in India. We know that these GM crops are not producing the same yields as the natural varieties. They are not as resistant to adverse conditions. They're perfect life forms in a laboratory-controlled setting. But farms aren't controlled laboratory settings. They get more rain. They get less rain. They get wind. They get higher and lower temperatures. And these Frankenfood plants don't do very well outside the laboratory conditions. And it's a very dangerous technology. I'll give you one good example. When you look at the Roundup Ready corn, and they say, we've tinkered the gene to produce, you know, to make the plant immune to the glyphosate in the Roundup weed killer. What they don't tell you is that modified gene causes changes elsewhere in the plant. The most obvious is the corn stalks are so tough compared to the natural variety, farmers have to buy Kevlar tires for their tractors, or the tires get sliced up. And that's the real danger. Things are going on inside those organisms that nobody is looking for. We'll be right back.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's Supernatural Silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, Supernatural Silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Dude, it's quite a barrel. Maybe I'm crazy, oh. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Michael Lee, open your eyes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're looking at the headlines coming in. Apparently, there are protests all across Great Britain against Israel as they continue their assault on Gaza. Apparently, the repercussions from that incident where the Israeli naval vessel shelled a group of 10, 11-year-old kids just playing on the beach in Gaza. And the witnesses are saying it was very clear that whoever was on the gun was trying to hit the kids, chase them with the shells until he got some of them. 4 dead and several others now in the hospital. Apparently another story that's just breaking, a YouTube video, settlers from the illegal Jewish settlements in the West Bank were videotaped stoning Palestinian Christian children walking to school. Just ugly, ugly situation here. All right, going to finish up with a couple more health science stories here. Article over at naturalnews.com. Study is showing that the synthetic vitamins in fortified breakfast cereals may actually be harmful to children. Apparently, these synthetic vitamins have laboratory contaminants in them that shouldn't be there and are not in there in the naturally derived vitamins. And apparently, these additives and other trace elements can harm vital organs and immune function over the long term. And it's another case of you're being sold something and told it's healthy and it's good. It's got vitamins for your kids, and it turns out what's actually in there is kind of harmful. And again, it's a reminder. A big reason the government takes so much of your money is to run the FDA and the USDA, supposedly to keep the food supply safe, and they are not doing the job. It's theater to make you think the government's taking care of you. Just like you're supposed to think that the Securities and Exchange Commission is holding Wall Street to account for financial fraud. Just like you're supposed to think that the Minerals Management Service is keeping an eye on those Gulf oil platforms. And then you find out afterwards they weren't. They're there as a buffer to reassure you that what the corporations are doing is absolutely wonderful when it provably is not. Story over at Lucas2012Infos. Talking about a scandal where 120 peer-reviewed studies had to be retracted when they were exposed as a hoax. These papers were written up and footnoted with a computer program, and they were submitted to these various journals and supposedly accepted for publication, even after going through their so-called peer review process. Now, a lot of times the peer review process is basically the report gets handed around to a bunch of scientists who'll flip through it and they'll sign off on it without really reading it. And it's a reminder that claiming something is peer reviewed does not automatically mean you should trust it. Certainly we've seen a lot of peer reviewed scientific articles about human caused global warming. 10 years ago, the peer-reviewed articles said snow and ice were a thing of the past, and today the peer-reviewed articles are saying human-caused global warming causes snow and ice. Science has become a whore. It really has, and I say that with a great deal of sadness because I come out of a scientific background. The ruling class used to use the clergy to control us. Do what we say or you will go to heck for the rest of eternity. Well, people are turning away from religion in the modern age, especially with the corruption, pedophile scandals going on. And so the ruling class has now adopted a new sock puppet called a scientist. And it's a guy who's paid to get out there and lie, and he's not in priest's robes anymore. He's in a white laboratory coat to reassure you that humans are warming the world and you've got to pay a carbon tax and you've got to reduce your standard of living. Now, scientific method is a very valuable tool to determine what the truth is. And I really encourage everybody learning scientific method and teaching it to their children. Scientific method exists because of the recognition that individual scientists are just as corruptible as individual clergy and individual politicians. And the scientific method exists to take the human factor out of the scientific process. And we have seen scientific method completely abandoned in this hysterical rush to scream human-caused global warming. Now, on a more serious note, I mentioned earlier in the show there is concern that Mount Fuji may be ready to erupt. And there's a growing concern over a hotspot that has surfaced in Yellowstone National Park. And apparently along one area of the park's many roads, there is a 3-mile stretch of road that has now had to be closed off because the ground is getting so hot, the asphalt is literally melting off the roadway. And they're pulling people back and they're warning people that what looks like a solid surface could collapse and leave you in a scalding pool of hot water or worse. We have the same issue down here on the Big Island with the volcanoes where they put up the little stands and the ropes and they say, don't step over the rope. And every year we'll have some dumb tourist who thinks it's just there for decoration and they want to get a picture of themselves closer to the lava and they'll step over onto what looks like a solid crust of glass only to find it's just a fraction of an inch thick. And they plunge through into the lava, and that's the last anybody sees of them. Now, remember, Yellowstone is sitting over the world's largest supervolcano. It is only a matter of time before it erupts again. Now, nobody's ever actually seen or scientifically recorded a supervolcano eruption, so we don't actually know what happens, how much advance warning we get. But it is very alarming that all of a sudden we're seeing all this heat coming up from below. And every time there's another earthquake or another seismic survey, they find out that that magma chamber is bigger than they thought before, is heading down deeper and further out west. Could go all the way out to the Cascade Mountains there. Meanwhile, speaking of the Gulf of Mexico, British Petroleum is now demanding that the spill recovery money that they gave to Texas that has not been spent to date, they want it back. We've seen British Petroleum going around talking to some of these other Gulf states, trying to get back some of the damaged money, saying, well, the damage wasn't that bad. Really, we paid you way too much money. We want it back. We're going to take you to court. Bunch of greedy people there here. So maybe they'll get Obama to go on down there with his daughter and swim in water that's kind of sort of maybe close to the Gulf of Mexico, but not actually in it, because that's what he did the last time. All righty, let's see. Quote from an Israeli interior minister, the goal of the operation in Gaza is to send Gaza back to the Middle Ages, which they're doing a very good job on here. Apparently there's another embarrassment where there were some GOP staffers who attended a Democratic event, and when they left, apparently they left behind some rather special equipment, spy toys, that were then discovered, shades of the APEC conference, shades of Watergate. Everybody's gone spy happy with all of this stuff. Everybody's spying on everybody. And again, if you're a national leader or the head of a corporation or a politician, being spied on is kind of part of the job description. We would expect and hope the CIA is keeping watch on other nations' governments and military. Where we draw the line is at that Fourth Amendment, that the government has no right to spy on we the people, absent an accusation of an actual crime backed by oath or affirmation. And that is why I'm so opposed to the NSA spying. It's illegal under the Constitution, and it shows that the NSA and the federal government have gone off the constitutional reservation, and that means they're illegitimate. The only legitimate government of the United States is one which keeps to that contract. And if they're not keeping to the contract, they're not a legal, legitimate government. We are occupied territory now, occupied by an illegal, illegitimate, unconstitutional government, which seems to be dominated by a lot of people sympathetic to Israel. We need to keep that in mind. One more real quick thought before we go here. I don't encourage violence, but I think now's the time for all of us to start getting angry and outraged. And I hereby give all of you permission to be really, really angry about what's going on and to spread that anger throughout the population. All right, we're going to head on out of here and get some errands done. Please go over to Republic Broadcasting, hit that donate button. I cannot tell you how important this is that you work to keep Republic Broadcasting on the air. We're going to be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.